This is Terry Mandel, DO dictating an attorney letter to Troy Rivera, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office, address on file. Dear Mr. Rivera, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Rhonda Byrd, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Rhonda, R-H-O-N-D-A. Last name is B-Y-R-D, Byrd, B-Y-R-D, period. On June 21st, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, comma, and performed an independent medical evaluation, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 64-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 212 pounds, period. She was involved in an automobile accident on or about April 26, 2019, period. The patient was a driver, period. A drunk driver rear-ended the patient's vehicle, which was a Chevy Traverse SUV, period. The vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. No airbags deployed, period. Her seat belt broke, as well as her seat also breaking, period. The patient was jerked, period. She hit her head on the headrest, period. She had immediate pain in her entire back, period. The next morning, she also had chest pain, comma, headaches, comma, pain into the right and left hips, with the left being greater down the right, period. The pain and tingling radiated down the left leg, period. The patient states that she ultimately had a back surgery in 2022. That was contributed to by this automobile accident, period. She states that they did perform fusions, period. Despite treatment present day, the patient is still having mid and low back pain with pain down her left leg, period. New paragraph. Her mid-back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant type pain, period. It is described as burning, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates into the buttocks and into her bilateral legs, period. New paragraph. Her low back pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant burning type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 6 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the left hip, into the leg, and into the toes, period. Initially, it was both legs. Now it is the left leg, period. She has burning and tingling into the entire left leg, period. She had fusion surgery in 2022. Period. She feels that the surgery was 100% contributed to by this automobile accident, period. She states that if not for this automobile accident, she would not have required the fusion surgery, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was that day she was seen in the emergency room at Community East via ambulance, period. She was treated and released after x-rays and given a prescription, period. A couple weeks later, she saw her family doctor at St. Vincent's, Dr. Cruz, K-R-U-S, period. She saw him a few times and was referred to MRI and x-rays, period. She was seen at physical therapy at Community several times, period. She saw her spinal surgeon in 2021 at Indiana Spine Group. They did diagnostic studies, and they advised her that she needed surgery, period. She did have surgery on her low back in 2022, and it was followed up with physical therapy at ATI for several weeks, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems standing over 5 minutes, comma, sleeping, comma, housework, comma, getting in a tub, comma, exercise, comma, walking over 2 blocks, comma, lifting over 10 pounds, comma. And she states that she does walk hunched over in a forward position, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicines for multiple sclerosis, comma, amlodipine, comma, losartan, comma, blood pressure medicines, comma, a nerve medicine for the multiple sclerosis, comma, and an anti-inflammatory, period. New paragraph, past medical history reveals multiple sclerosis, diagnosed in 1998 without present paralysis, comma, hypertension, comma, asthma, comma, and CVA, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals in 2022 had fusion of the low back that she relates to this automobile accident, comma, thyroid tumor, comma, breast surgery, comma, hysterectomy, comma, bilateral foot surgery, and bilateral foot surgery, period. She also states she had back surgery in 2008 to the mid-back for a bulging disc, period. She had additional surgeries in 2014 and 2015 for bulging discs in her back, period. She states that these bulging discs were not due to a traumatic event, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes a prescription anti-inflammatory as well as stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her low back with trauma in the past, period. She did have bulging discs in 2008 and had pain down her right leg, period. She states the pain down her leg resolved 90% after the surgery, period. She had additional back surgeries in 2014 and 2015, period. She states she was 100% pain-free in her low back up until 4 years before this automobile accident of 2019, period. She also states that she had 90% less pain down her left leg until the automobile accident of 2019, period. She states she never injured her mid-back in the past, but she did have surgery for bulging discs, period. The patient has not been in any significant prior automobile accidents, period. She has not had work injuries in the past, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is that she is on Social Security disability for her multiple sclerosis, period. She does continue to work part-time as a customer service representative, approximately 18 hours per week, period. She states no work was missed from this automobile accident as she was on disability, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent studies and information that I noted upon review of her records, period. Initial emergency room record from community hospital, April 26, 2019, states patient presents with a complaint of headaches and neck pain, period. Also complains of mid and low back pain, period. Was in a motor vehicle accident, period. Pain is constant, period. Neck has posterior tenderness, period. Back reveals some thoracic and lumbar tenderness, period. CT scan of the head and neck were negative, period. X-rays of the thoracic and lumbar spine showed no fractures, period. X-rays done there of the lumbar spine showed L5-S1 metallic fusion with left SI joint metallic fusion, period. Also grade 1 spondylolisthesis at L4-5 with moderate spondylosis at this level, period. X-rays of the thoracic spine were negative for fracture, period. cervical spine MRI with comparison to May 10th, 2018 shows straightening of the lordosis with no acute fracture or subluxation, period. CT of the head, no intracranial abnormality, period. The impression in the emergency room was 1, contusion of the scalp, 2, acute strain of the neck muscle, 3, thoracic myofascial strain, 4, strain of the lumbar region, period. They prescribed Flexeril to her, period. Community Health Network physical therapy note, April 29th, 2019, reported being in an MVA after last visit and being cleared at the hospital for serious pathology, period. She now has increased pain throughout her body and her left knee is painful constantly, period. She said she had no pain between her last visit and the MVA, period. A note from Indiana Spinal Group, August 22nd, 2021, states 62-year-old female with prior history of an L5-S1 and a left-sided S1 joint fusion, now with complaints of acute on chronic low back pain and right greater than left lower extremity pain slash numbness slash tingling slash weakness, period, increasing severity of symptoms this past January, period. They reviewed imaging results, including MRI of the lumbar spine, dated March 23, 2021, showing severe central and subarticular stenosis impinging the traversing L5 nerve roots at L4-5 with large left-sided facet effusion and bilateral severe degenerative changes, period. Moderate to severe bilateral foraminal stenosis at L4-5, period. Large fusion mass at L5-S1 on the left causing severe subarticular and foraminal stenosis impinging upon the traversing S1 and exiting L5 nerve roots, period. Assessment, 62-year-old female with history of L5-S1 fusion, now with complaints of low back and bilateral lower extremity pain, consistent L5 radiculopathies, period. Today I reviewed the imaging with her, specifically the amount of stenosis likely impinging the L5 nerve root, period. She previously underwent bilateral L5 selective nerve root injections with significant improvement in her symptoms. Unfortunately, this was not sustained, period. We discussed management options largely revolving around physical therapy, medications, injections slash minimally invasive interventions by our anesthesia pain colleagues, and surgical management, period. We recommend that the patient return to see me in clinic if the non-operative measures fail to significantly improve their symptoms, period. We discussed that surgical management of lumbar radiculopathy is designed to predominantly treat buttocks and leg pain and weakness, period. At this time, the patient elected to proceed with consideration for a possible L4-5 capital T, capital L, capital I, capital F. That's T-L-I-F, capitalized, period. Another note from Indiana Spine Group. October 12, 2022. She is here for wound check, period. Status post L4-S1 fusion on August 9th, 2022, period. Surgical office note, September 2nd, 2022. Status post L4-5 TLIF and L4-S1 decompression fusion on August 9th, 2022. Radiology report MRI of the lumbar spine March 15th, 2022. Impression 1, status post-metallic left SI joint fusion as well as L5-S1 fusion period. 2 L4-5 subtle right laminectomy changes and small central and moderate right lateral disc protrusions resulting in moderate to severe canal stenosis with moderate lateral recess slash foraminal narrowing greater on the right period. 3 L5-S1 postoperative changes with resulting mild canal stenosis and moderate lateral recess slash foraminal narrowing. Number 4, L3-4 moderate facet degenerative changes period. Indiana Spine Surgical Office note, February 17, 2022. 62-year-old female with history of L5-S1 fusion and a left-sided S1 fusion with bilateral lower extremity symptoms consist L5 radiculopathies, period. She admits to persistent pain, primarily her back and lower extremities, and continues to increase in severity with standing and prolonged walking, period. Plan is surgery scheduled for an L4-S1 decompression fusion with an L4-5 TLIF, period. Community Surgery Center East note, July 16th, 2019, post-op diagnosis is 1, left leg pain, 2, lumbar radiculopathy, 3, lumbar degenerative disc disease, period. They performed a left L5 and left S1 selective nerve root block, period. Physical therapy note, community May 23rd, 2019. Patient was an MVA, was in an MVA April 26, 2019, where she was rear-ended, period. Assessment, a moderate complex case with signs and symptoms are consistent with cervical pain status post-MVA, period. She displays impairments in multiple functional activities and multiple body segments, period. She also presents with a significant past medical history that includes hypertension, MS, lumbar fusion, period. Given this extensive medical history, it may be expected that she will have a slow recovery pace, period. Another note from Community Physical Therapy, May 23rd, 2019. She has been very limited due to pain in her back and knees since her recent MVA, period. Family practice note from Ascension Medical Group, St. Vincent's, June 14th, 2019. Complains of lower back pain that flared right after the accident, period. Headache present since the automobile accident, period. Pain started after an auto accident, period. Has done physical therapy and just completed and continues to have discomfort, period. Assessment is lumbar radiculopathy, may need neurosurgical evaluation, period. MRI of the cervical spine done May 24th, 2019. Indication is motor vehicle accident, period. Impression is mild cervical spondylosis at C4-5 and moderate left-sided foraminal narrowing at C6-7, period. New paragraph. After performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, I have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of April 26, 2019 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, thoracic trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, and radiculopathy, period. Number three, aggravation of prior L5-S1 and SI joint fusions and spondylolisthesis, period. Number four, scalp contusion resolved. Number five, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain improved. Number six, left knee trauma and pain improved, period. The above six diagnoses were caused by the automobile accident of April 26, 2019, period. This automobile accident possibly contributed to the resulting surgery on August 9th of 2022 of an L4-S1 fusion, period. At this time, I think I need to further clarify the discrepancy between the patient's perception of the surgery of August 9th of 2022 and the actual correlation between the automobile accident of 2019 and the ultimate surgery of 2022, period. After performing an IME and reviewing all the medical records, I feel there is a possible correlation between the surgery done on August 9th, 2022 and the automobile accident of April 26, 2019, period. However, I cannot definitively say there is a probable correlation between the two, period. The fairest and the medically best appropriate term would be to state that there is a possible correlation between the surgery of August 9th, 2022, and the automobile accident of April 26, 2019, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. The patient will need ongoing prescription anti-inflammatory medication at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace would cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost approximately $500, period. Some additional injections in the thoracic and lumbar region would cost approximately $2,500, period. The patient presently uses a cane approximately four times a month, period. A cane would cost approximately $200 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. The patient feels that for mobility, a scooter would be helpful, period. At this point in time, I would find it difficult to push the entire cost of the scooter on this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient via telephone, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, Deal, End of Dictation. End of dictation. Thank you very much.